بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that everything begins with the glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu in our hearts. Everything begins with that. All goodness begins with that. All safety begins with that. All justice begins with that. All mercy begins with that. All gratitude begins with that. All forgiveness begins with that. Everything good in life begins with that, which is the glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu in our lives. And conversely, and or rather on the other hand, all evil, all harm, all pain, all suffering, everything negative begins with the opposite of that, which is the lack of the glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. When the heart is filled with the glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, there is no space for anything negative. It is like standing in front, and I do not recommend that you do this, but I am just saying this to you to illustrate. If you stand in front of 1,000 kilowatt halogen light bulb and somebody turns it on and you look directly into it, and please do not do that because you will not see anything after that. You will go blind. It will damage your eyes. But the point I'm making here is that if you do look into that kind of a light even for a second and then you look away, you will not be able to see what you are looking at. Instead, you will see the glow, the whiteness of that light which you looked into. The light in your eyes will deprive you of the sight of everything else. So also the light of the Noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu in your and my heart is the light of guidance, and that drives away every negative thing, every form of misguidance, every form of disobedience, everything which is wrong will go away if our hearts are filled with the glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, how do we get there? How do we fill our hearts with the glory and magnificence of Allah? We do that in two ways. One is by reading what He said about Himself in the Quran al-Kareem, all the different places, the different ayats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where He described Himself. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. Allah said in the beginning, the first ayat of Surah Al-Mulk, that all purity and all glory and all magnificence is for the one. تبارك الذي بيده الملك, for the one in whose hand is all of creation. وهو على كل شيء قدير, and He has complete and total control over everything that exists, all that we know and all that we don't know. It belongs to Him, it is in His hand, and He controls it. Today we live in a world where you have little potentates and little despots who have forgotten that they come with a shelf life, but they act as if they own a certain piece of land, as if they own certain country or countries, as if they own the whole world, and as if it belongs to them, as if they created it, and as if they will own it and hold it and keep it forever and ever. They have not taken the time to read history to see that they are only one among a long line of such people who existed and who perished, who do not exist anymore. They have forgotten that. They have forgotten that history. If they had looked, then they would have asked this question, that those who owned empires about whom we can only conjecture at the majesty and the glory and the power and the authority of those empires today, even their vestiges are not available, are not visible to us. We get bits and pieces of them from stories and from legends and from the diggings of archaeological excavations. Yet they act like that. Now to them I say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu said, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. If this comes into our hearts, Allah said, say to them, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Malikul Mulk. Allah is the one who owns everything. He is the one who owns all of creation. He is the one who owns the world. He is the one who owns the seas. He is the one who owns the earth. He is the one who owns the air. And He is the one who owns the space in which there is no air. And He is the one who owns everything we know and everything we don't know. Huwal Malikul Mulk. Tutil mulka man tasha wa tanzi'ul mulka mimman tasha. And He is the one who gives bits and pieces of this. He gives some of this mulk. He gives some iqtidar. He gives some control. He gives some authority. He gives some kingdom to some people and He takes it away from them. From some people. So the giving of the kingdom and the taking away of the kingdom is the will and the izn and the mardi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who gives prestige to some people. He is the one who gives people, who hides their faults and covers them up so that people have respect for them. And He is the one who also takes it away. And He controls and He knows and He is able to do anything He wants. I speak also to people, individuals like myself and yourself. We don't own countries and we don't own cities and we don't own the world. But many of us act as if we do. Because where we can tell the kings and the queens of the world to follow the orders of their Creator, what should we say to people like us who act as if we are kings and queens? The kings and queens at least have an excuse because they have, you know, the trappings of monarchy and the trappings of dictatorships to look at and then to blame for deceiving them. But what do you have and what do I have? Yet, when it comes to my will against the will of Allah, I give precedence to my will and I put aside the will of Allah. That is as much of Fir'auniyat as the Fir'auniyat of Ramesses IV, the Fir'aun of Musa alayhi salam. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you, fill our hearts with the glory and majesty of Allah. That will remove everything else. And what is the everything else? If your heart is not filled with the glory and magnificence of Allah, then what is it going to be filled with? It is going to be filled with the glory and magnificence of this dunya, of this world. Then the fear of people will supersede. Then the fear of economies collapsing will supersede. Then the fear of coronavirus will supersede. Then the fear of this and that will supersede. And your life will be like the life of a wild animal in a forest who cannot sleep in peace, who has to continuously look over his shoulder for the lurking leopard, who cannot go and drink water in peace because he has to keep an eye open for the crocodile which is lying in wait in the mud. He cannot breathe, he cannot sleep, he cannot sit, he cannot walk because he is constantly afraid. And the reason he is constantly afraid is because his heart is not filled with the glory and magnificence of Allah. I remind myself and you, let us reflect on the glory and magnificence of Allah as He described it in His Kalam. Inshallah, next time we look at what else we can do and what else we can see to recognize the glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I request you focus on that. Remove all ghairullah from your heart. When you say La ilaha illallah, with the La remove everything else other than Allah from your heart and with illallah, fill your heart with the glory and magnificence of Allah, and believe me, you will be the happiest man, the happiest woman on the face of the planet. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.